Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Allow Love Show. This is Mary.
And this is Rod.
Rod is a trance channel, which means his consciousness is totally gone, and the being who is most appropriate for today's callers and listeners. So you're the ones who actually call the shots on this, which we find fascinating. We get no advance notice because they don't know for sure who's going to be here and who's going to be ready to ask questions. We'll take questions in the order of call-in, and we're looking forward to your questions very much. Let me give you some phone numbers. If you're on a listen-only line, which you got off the website or my email, and you want to ask a question, which we'd love to have you do, you need to hang up and call a different number. The major number is a toll-free number, 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. And the alternate number, just in case that one comes up busy for the moment, is 323-744-4831. Again, 323-744-4831. So let's get started and see who's going to be our wonderful being today.
Hello, dear one.
Hello and welcome.
Thank you. This is Mother Mary.
Mother Mary, oh my gosh, wonderful. Thank you so much. I'm sure everybody on the call knows who you are, but could you give us a perspective on your last lifetime here?
It was an interesting mission that I carried out. I would say that for sure. I had so many people doubting me, I could not believe it.
Oh, you know, that's a story we haven't heard.
You haven't heard that? You haven't heard those people that said, no, this couldn't have been, she must have slept with, she must have had sex with, etc.?
Well, yes, I have heard that.
Well,
okay.
All right, then.
All right. So, yeah, and none of that detractor stuff is true, right?
Correct.
Good, good, good. Well, you also lived in very interesting political times, which is, of course, what we're facing right now. Same kind of deal.
You are in wonderful times right now because you're just about to get your freedom. And isn't that lovely?
Oh, that is so lovely. And it has been such a long road.
That it has.
So I presume you're speaking of the events for the next few weeks, certainly by year end?
Yes, that's not the end of it, though. There's more to come.
Yes, but major things will happen.
Yes, they will.
And will be known about by the public much more than they are today.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Good, good. There's so many opinions about the election. It's going to be canceled. No, there's going to be new candidates at the regular presidential election. No one's going to drop out and be replaced, blah, blah, blah. Can you give us any perspective on the presidential, well, non-election or whatever?
I can't imagine that anyone at this point would be sad that the elections were canceled in favor of a much better plan. I can't imagine that being the case. Can you?
Actually, no, but I'm sure if we looked, we could find people like that.
I still can't imagine it.
There are so many opinions and so many still very uninformed people who just don't have some basic information. Either they've rejected it or it hasn't been brought across their path.
Well, often if one is not ready to hear the message, they won't.
That's true. That's so true. People have to allow the good messages to get through.
Yes, indeed.
Yes. Okay. Beautiful. So,
and it would serve everybody to allow the new in. You have to allow it in, you know.
Yes.
So yeah. I'm asking you, please do this. Allow the new to come in. Allow the wonderful changes to come to you.
And don't go into shock or be upset, or you could be surprised. That would be okay. But
I hope you're happy.
And happy, yes, happy. Because it is good news.
It is, yes.
Wonderful, wonderful. So is General Dunford in charge of the New Republic right now, or has Paul Ryan stepped in, or what's the status today?
At the moment, General Dunford is.
Good. Okay. Has there been more work behind the scenes where, well, so many emails I get, oh, Ryan is temporary president now. I'm not on track with that. Is that?
That is not so.
Right. It's still Dunford.
Right.
Yes. Okay. All right. And because the corporation, the U.S. corporation, is either defunct or almost defunct? Yes?
Dear, they're so defunct. yeah.
Gone. Okay.
Yes.
Gone. That means that technically Ryan would be the one to step in, except was he elected under the Republic, or is he still under the corporation too? So none of those rules apply.
That is correct. He is still corporation.
Aha. Okay. So he can't be interim president, right?
Bingo.
Ah, how interesting, because there's so many emails going around saying, oh, Ryan's in now and temporary, you know, temporary president. Okay, can't be. And that also means that if the proposal is mentioned that Kane would step in after that, but Kane's never been elected, Hillary's running mate, right? So he has
right.
no position.
So all of that is just fanciful thinking.
Yes. Pretend stuff by those who are either duped or who want to dupe us, right?
Yes.
Okay. Very interesting. Okay. So right now we have Dunford. And will that probably remain until the Republic or whatever is replacing it is actually announced?
That is the plan, dear.
Okay. And I know they have to change plans almost every day because the nasties that are still around are still trying to pull some strings.
That is true, and they will not succeed in derailing the victory of the light.
Absolutely. We're so on track with that. I'm so excited about seeing that actually play out. And the wide eyes on many members of the public.
Yes, well, it is a surprise.
A good surprise.
Delightful surprise.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Yes.
Good. Good, good, good. All right. What's the situation in the Middle East now? What condition is ISIS in as of current? Like, has there been progress this past week?
What's the situation there?
Yes.
That is being, that conflict is being rapidly shut down. And thank goodness for that.
Yes. So there's major progress continuing?
Yes.
Oh, good. Good, good. Okay. All right. So getting back to not just Ryan, but the members of Congress, including the Senate, the Supreme Court, and so forth, since none of those were currently under the Constitution, then none of those offices are filled right now legally. Is that true?
That is true.
Okay. All right. And so is the U.S. Treasury fully under, the Fed system fully under the U.S. Treasury's control now?
Yes.
Okay. So the 13 families or whatever's left are pretty much removed from the scene as far as ownership goes?
Yes.
And that means no control either, except any little nasty uprisings here and there trying to take back or whatever.
Well, if you had lost, you wouldn't be happy either, dear.
Oh, no. Oh. And what they you know, many of them took blood oaths. They said, we will do this no matter what. And the whole thing has fallen apart. That is not fun.
Can be.
Even though it was a negative agenda, it wasn't negative to them.
Correct.
Okay. Very good. Okay.
I have a request.
Yes, please.
For everybody. And that is simply this. All those things that you are accomplishing, it would serve you greatly to ask for grace to help them along.
Okay, ask for grace. Are you talking to everybody?
I am talking to everybody, including you, my dear.
Yes, okay. That was my next question. Me and the host, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. So our goal really is and has been to get better at the ease and grace thing, no matter what we're doing. And sometimes we miss the mark on that, but we're working on it.
That you are. And I just want to point out that when I include the host in lessons to be learned, there is a mistaken concept that just because somebody does service, channels, whatever, that they miss out on the lessons. Not true.
Oh, not true.
In fact, they tend to get them harder.
Yes.
Than the rest.
I see that.
So just to clarify.
Oh, that's true. And you know, Merlin at one point, or I've talked a little bit about his last lifetime on the planet, and he said, well, I had my lessons. So even someone like Merlin, when he's on the planet, had this. So we all have this.
Indeed.
And ease and grace is a much nicer way than some other ways.
Highly recommend it.
I get it. Okay, I get it. We'll work on that.
Good.
Good, good, good. All right.
The things that you have on your plate, dear, it would greatly serve you to ask for grace.
Oh, yes. Oh, that is so true. Okay. Okay. So let me return to clarify something about Paul Ryan.
Yes.
That even though the Constitution gives the line of succession for someone holding that office to be next after president and vice president, because he was put in that position under the U.S. corporation, not the republic, then the republic rules don't apply. Is that correct?
Yes, the republic will rule.
Okay, so when it comes back, I mean,
yes,
when it's openly back.
When it's openly back, yes, it will.
Public acknowledgement.
Right.
Okay, so then the situation could apply, but none of those people will be in office, correct?
That's correct.
Okay, so they can't, so it has to be all new people.
And isn't that kind of good?
Oh, it's wonderful.
I think so.
Oh, I do too, because there's good people that we just don't know about generally. They haven't been prominent necessarily, maybe very successful in their own field, but that's not something like being known as a Supreme Court justice or a president or vice president or whatever. Good people with integrity who can handle the challenges that will come of setting up the new system.
Yes, and are willing to do so.
And willing. Oh, my God. I have thought many times, would I want a job even close to that? No, thank you. I'll take my plate instead.
So we reserve this special one for you, dear.
And it's more of a platter heaped high, right?
The amount on your plate with this is going to be overwhelming.
Yes. Which is one of the reasons I've tried to get as organized as I can in preparation.
Good plan.
With my lists and notebooks and priorities and trying not to leave anything out just because I forget it because I didn't write it down.
Good plan.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Well, let's take a quick break here and give phone numbers again. We have the privilege today of having Mother Mary with us, which is awesome. And talk about living at a time of political and even economic change. We've got it again. A lot of different details. Anyway, if you are on a listen-only line, we'd love to have you call in with a question. And the Q&A lines are separate phone numbers. So you would need to call, hang up your listen-only line, and call a toll-free number, 888 627-6008. Again, 888-627-6008. And the alternate number, in case that one turns up busy, which happens once in a great while, is 323-744-4831. Again, 323-744-4831. Now, there's another number that I will give you that if you would like to schedule your own personal channeling or a coupled or a group, say a group in your living room, something like that, the host, Rod, does channels over the phone and is available for all of that. And the number to call in order to see about scheduling a session would be 877, again, it's toll-free, 877-716-3488. Again, 877-716-3488. And now we're back with Mother Mary, and we have Cindy on the line. Welcome, Cindy.
Hello, dear one.
Hi. Thank you for being here, Mother Mary. Can you hear me okay, Mary?
Yes.
I can indeed.
Okay. So I'd like to ask a lot of questions. Mary, cut me off if you have another caller coming in.
Okay.
Okay. So I'm a chatterbox, and I talk to people about how the elections aren't going to be happening, and certain people I'm impressed to talk about are galactic family and inner earth, et cetera, et cetera. So my question is, due to all the stuff with Hillary and going all over the internet and on TV shows and stuff like that, how many people in the United States, let's say in the last month, have, what approximate percentage have woken up and are saying, I don't want this type of government anymore. I want a better government.
I would phrase it this way. The number of people in the United States of America that have in the past month said this is a circus is on the order of 23%.
And how many before that? I'm hoping for a bit total. How about in total?
In total, at this point in time?
Yes.
In total, at this point in time, it is over 60%.
Yes. Okay.
It is obvious to anybody who is paying attention at all.
Well, there's a lot of people not paying attention. And that's how it is. So I need to clarify, sometimes certain words, the definition goes over my head. And so when you said earlier to ask for grace, could you give me a description of what you mean? I have a tendency to see things in black and white, so I don't understand when you say ask for grace.
Ask for the grace of the Lord.
Does that mean what? It's the word that's throwing me.
Okay. Grace.
Well, I think
let's look at it this way. If you do something with grace, It is beautiful, it flows smoothly and in a pleasing manner.
Okay. Thank you.
Does that work for you?
Really helps. Yes, very much. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Here's a funny oddball question. Last show and this show, for some reason, I cannot hear BBS radio on my headset from my computer. It was working great for all the other shows. Can you tell me why? I mean, I can hear other things on these headsets. You know, I can go onto YouTube and stuff like that. But for this particular show, no sound comes through.
Your computer is being interfered with.
You need to have
somebody look at it at the settings, because that has been modified for you, shall we say.
Okay. So somebody out has come into my computer and changed it. Yes? No?
Somebody not in the physical.
Oh. Well, slap their hands and send them love. Okay.
Well, they're not happy with the fact that you stir so many pots.
Oh, does that mean because I'm happy and always smiling and hugging people?
That too, but their primary objection is that you're causing people to look at what's really happening.
Ah, Okay. Okay. Well, they'll just have to get over it, and I send them love. It's not much more I can do for them.
And
okay,
that's plenty.
So here's some pardon?
And that's plenty.
Okay. So here's some questions. I'm one of these blessed people that bought some foreign currency, and hopefully in the near future it's going to be where I can do my exchange. I have projects that touch my heart, and I want to open animal rescue homes where it's a big facility and that I hire people that are, let's say, recently gotten out of prison. They have good hearts. They just need a good job. And homeless people that just need some work. So I'd like to open one in Oregon, one in Arizona, and one in France. When we do this currency exchange, will there be money enough to do that? Because I'm talking millions upon millions.
I realize you are, my dear. You will have money to get at least one started.
So where would the best place be?
Wherever you are.
Well, I plan to be in France.
I know.
Okay. So I also want to be able, here in the, where I'm currently at, to be able to work with dentists and optometrists and give free eye care and dental care. Will I have the money to do that?
You will find there will be those individuals who step forward to supply that money.
So you're saying I'm not going to get that much money? Is it?
No, I am not saying that. I am saying that you're going to get help.
Oh, cool. Cool. Okay. Because I just want to help. I want to help all these people.
Yes, and be open to having help to do that.
Okay. Okay. I have no problem with that. The more people that want to jump on this bandwagon, the better.
Oh, good.
Okay. So, I missed the first 5 minutes of the call, so I don't know what questions Mary asked. So, am I still going to be in France on December 7th or sooner?
Unless you've changed your mind.
Oh, no. Okay, absolutely not.
Okay.
So, where I work, I want to quit, but I can't quit until I've done my currency exchange. So will I be able to quit my job by November 1st, do you think? I know it's in flux.
It is in flux, and it will be just a few days after that.
Okay. So should I give a 2 week notice? Okay. Sometimes I just want to walk out the door and tell them that, you know, I can. And so I don't know if I should just say, look, and I'm giving you a week notice and I'm gone. The manager's gotten herself into this own predicament that she has with the people working there.
Why are you so invested in what they are choosing to do?
Well, actually, I just like to, after the CE, call her up and say I quit, and I'll bring my shirt back in and tomorrow. So there would be no problem with that?
from whose point of view?
Not for me, but for her.
Well, she will always think it a problem if you're gone at all for any reason.
Okay. Okay. So a few days after November 1st.
Yes.
Okay. So I guess Mary must not have any callers because she hasn't cut me off yet. Pros and cons.
You're so, good, Cindy. Mary, keep going.
Okay. Mary's got this beautiful box she's getting in the near future that will help heal people. So my daughter, Melissa, has malaria, and I know she's got a few more weeks to get over the malaria. Will this wonderful new piece of equipment Mary's getting, will that help to heal any damage that the malaria has caused in Melissa's body?
Yes.
Okay. So would it be...
But the primary opportunity for her is to heal all of this herself.
Okay.
That's what she has called up, and it would serve her to take advantage of that opportunity.
Okay. Okay. So, Francois, Melissa, and Oliver have not... They don't understand our galactic family. They will once they meet me. And they don't understand the part of healing and everything that's happening with the transition going on in the world. So she'll still be able to do this without this other knowledge?
Who's she?
Melissa.
Yes, she will.
Okay, cool. So, will Mary's box be able to help heal my glaucoma I'm getting?
What glaucoma? What glaucoma?
So, are you asking me technically what it is, or you're throwing it back at me to say heal your own glaucoma?
No, I'm simply saying, what glaucoma?
It's a film, hazy
film. Are you going to choose to have this? Are you going to identify with it, own it? Hello?
Okay, so work on it. I have great eyesight. Okay. Okay.
Okay.
I knew you were going to say that. Okay. And that would be the same with this horrible planter's wart I have on my foot for the last 30 years. Because I keep telling it, this, you're not me anymore. It's time to go. Maybe I just should see that start.
May I suggest another plan, a different plan?
Sure.
See your foot as whole and well.
Okay. Okay. Got it. Are there any questions that I haven't thought of that you'd like to answer for me?
The answer is yes, you can.
Can you tell me what my question was? Because I'm not sure what that is telling me.
You're asking if you can have this new life that you want. And the answer is yes, you can.
Thank you very much.
You're okay. Welcome.
He's Namaste. Namaste. Okay. Thank you, Mary.
Thank you, Cindy. Blessings.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, we have Carol on the line. Carol, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Yes, dear one.
Okay, hello, everyone. I have a disconnection in my electrical system, and sometimes I have electrical charges that run through my body, and I try to suppress them, but I'm thinking maybe I shouldn't be doing that. Maybe those electrical charges going through my body is just part of my body trying to heal up.
You are most correct, dear one.
Okay, so I should just let it happen then.
Bless them.
And not judge it.
No. Don't just let it happen. Bless them.
Bless it, huh?
Yes.
Thank you.
You are welcome.
Okay, and I'm going to have a surgery tomorrow on my teeth. I'm losing all my teeth, or I've lost most of my teeth. And is that going to work out all right for me? I mean, is that a good thing for me to do at this time, or should I wait for the black box and then?
No, I would proceed with that.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And also, Shadow, my dog, who has many fleas and has heartworm, got clipped by the van. He's running by the van and got clipped by it. Was he injured very much? He seems like he's all right, except he's not jumping up on his chair like he used to. So I'm wondering if it injured him seriously or...
It is healing, and it will heal, but it's going to take a while.
Okay, but there's not anything really I can do. I shouldn't try to just let him do what he wants to do and not try to keep him quiet or anything like that, right?
Give him love. Give him lots of love.
Yeah, I try to do that.
Good.
All right. I thank you all very much, and many, many blessings.
To you, dear one.
Thank you. Good night.
Thank you, Carol.
Thank you, Mary and Rod.
Okay. Susan, welcome, Susan.
Thank you, Mary. Thank you, Rod. And thank you, Mother Mary, for being with us.
My pleasure.
I seem to be having a lot of strange... I would have to call it negative things spiraling towards me. So I was wondering how I can affect a positive change in my situation as it is now to be in a better position to do the work I'm meant to do, the horses and I. And instead of being so caught up in all of this, both of the horses got hurt again, and it's just very strange situation.
Ask me, I will help.
I am asking you for help. Thank you.
Done.
Thank you. Okay, thank you. Thank you. Okay, namaste.
My pleasure.
Okay, thank you.
Thank namaste. You, Susan.
Okay, thanks, Mary.
Okay, I have a couple of questions if we could go back to a bit of political stuff. The Republican Party and the Democratic Party, are they going to survive, change, or be dissolved? Or can you give us an indication in the relatively near future?
If you look at the fact that they're part of the corporate rule, that world that is going away in politics, then you would have to conclude that they themselves will be going away as well.
Well, that's my sense, is they will be simply dissolved.
Yes.
The so-called leadership will simply resign or whatever. It doesn't matter how it happens, but they will be dissolved. right?
Exactly.
Okay. And the third presidential debate last night, can you give us any take on what happened, results, effects, etc.?
It was pretty much a non-show. It was pretty dull.
Okay. Dull, huh? Okay, I didn't watch it, so I have no personal comment, but there's been very little stuff in email today about other people who watched it and who are maybe good analysis type people, and there just has been hardly anything said.
Like I said, it was dull.
It was dull. Okay. Was that same double for Hillary used again last night?
Yes.
The one that did the other two debates?
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. And it's my understanding that most of her public appearances have been canceled because they don't want to overuse that double. Because you can actually see it is a double. It's not Hillary if you really look, right?
Anybody can see that, yes.
Yeah. Some of the doubles they've used are very obvious, but this is the best one they have, and you can still see it's not Hillary.
Correct.
Yes, okay. All right, so then at some point, there's only, what, 2 weeks left? Two and a half, maybe three. A good 2.5. At some point, there has to be some kind of an announcement or some kind of understanding by the public that the presidential election will not take place?
Yes. Mr. Obama will have the opportunity of giving everyone that information.
Okay. Now, since most, as far as I know, most municipalities have their ballot, the polling places set up already and the ballots printed and all of that. Will local elections take place or will they be zero?
Dear one, what part of all new governance do you not get?
Well, my sense is there's not going to be anything at all.
Correct.
Yes. Okay. Okay. And there's still people, particularly here on the island, who are pushing candidates that, you know, could be good candidates, but if there's no election, what's the point?
Correct. There is no point.
All right. So no election. So little towns and cities and so forth will not have anything that day. Everything's canceled.
Yes.
Okay. So does the clean out of the corporation and so forth at the so-called federal level also reach down into all the little cities and towns, and the entire governance will change, like, pretty much at the same time, or at least as a rollout?
Pretty much together.
Okay, well, they don't have much time left to announce this or bring it out to the public in some way.
They have been giving hints.
Oh, yes.
And, you know, there are people that are going, oh. And that's as intended.
Yes, because people are only going, even if they were to make a big announcement on the emergency broadcast system, some people are still not going to allow that information to penetrate into their thinking, right?
There will be people that will not get it until they go to their polling place and nobody's there.
Oh, I don't mean to laugh because that's going to be shocking. But if they don't allow the information ahead of time, they've wasted a trip.
But that will happen. And you know it.
I know it. Yes.
So bless those people.
Okay. And wish them well.
Please.
And offer them empowerment to get things sooner if they feel it serves them.
Indeed.
Okay. Okay. Is there anything else that you can share at this time about the form of any of the levels of new governance that will take place? Federal, statewide, city, town?
I will simply say, take a look at Arthur's governance.
King Arthur?
Yes.
Okay. And the Round Table?
Yes.
Okay. That sounds lovely.
I'm glad you like.
Well, and since Merlin is the one helping the host and myself with our projects, doesn't that fit well?
I thought you would think so.
It's like perfect.
Yes.
Yes. All right. All right. Is there something that you would like to share specifically with our listeners that you have not shared already that would be of service to them?
I would like to go back to grace, because there are many who think that it is of no value. When in fact, it is a very simple tool that does a great deal of work for you. When you say grace over your food, it makes it serve your body so much better. So even that simple act can serve you.
That's so beautiful, yes.
So use it.
Okay. So grace is something you can, or an individual can, simply reach for at any moment. Take a deep breath, whatever's going on that's maybe not totally harmonious. Take a deep breath, ask for grace, and just breathe and move forward. Hmm?
Yes, and I would point out to people that they can avail themselves of the same technique that this host has taken up recently, of asking to be in harmony with not one person, not 10 people, not the grass, with all that is, with everything. That does so much for you. It makes life so much easier when you do that. I highly recommend it.
That sounds absolutely fabulous. A very simple, quick, easy thing to do in any situation.
Yes. Works.
Yes, I know it works.
Ask him.
I will, because we've not had that conversation specifically.
Good.
Okay. I want to ask one other question about what's called affectionately the rainbow currency, that is the new United States of America currency that has been printed for some time, not needing to be printed in the future, like starting. Has it been printed and shrink-wrapped on pallets around the country?
Yes.
And has been for some time, right?
Correct.
The amount of paper currency that the country and the world that deals in U.S. currency at all, the amount of it, doesn't the printing of it take maybe years to do?
Printing presses work pretty quickly, dear.
So maybe starting from the beginning when they started to print it, maybe they printed it all in, say, months?
In months,
yes.
In
months. Okay. Okay. And it's my understanding that it's very pretty.
Yes.
That there's a red bill and a yellow bill and a kind of a turquoise one and I don't know what else, but.
But yes, it is pretty.
Okay. Okay. And speaking of pretty paper, do you see the countries of Europe returning to their own original currency? I remember people traveling through Europe joking about changing wallpaper when they crossed into another country, and they had to turn in the old country where they just were, turn in that currency and get new currency, and everybody called it wallpaper. Is that the kind of concept we're talking about, that kind of pretty paper?
I'm not sure I understand the question, dear one.
Okay, the currency we use now is very plain, except for the $100 bills that they brought out a couple of years ago that were a beginning toward a change in currency, right, to get people used to our money looking a little different.
Yes.
But that the new bills, like there's one that has a significant amount of red color to it as opposed to the green we have now, and one that has a significant amount of turquoise, and one that has a significant amount of yellow, and I don't know what else. I haven't heard about the other colors. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. Okay. Do you see when this will be brought out to the public little by little?
This change will be quite rapid.
Okay, in other words, once the governance, the new governance has been announced, that the banks will be, the branches will be allowed to bring out this new money and exchange it?
How about required?
Required, okay, that works. And will we, excuse me, will we turn in, say, the old $5 bill for a new $5 bill straight across the board?
Yes.
Okay, very simple.
Yes, it will be very simple.
And the new currency has United States Treasury note printed on it rather than Federal Reserve note?
Correct.
Okay, so it's still a note.
It's still a note, yes.
Okay, all right. Does that have any particular significance? As notes usually are, the word note is usually in reference to debt. But isn't this money gold-backed? So
this money is gold-backed.
Okay, so there's not debt on it.
No, it is not.
Good. Great. Okay, well, we are so very grateful, Mother Mary, for you being here today. Thank you for all your beautiful responses and your information. And thank you so much for your loving presence and especially sharing what you have about using grace to ease our lives, because there things can be pretty crazy right now. So that's something that everybody can do to help soften things, right?
Let me suggest that things are really exciting right now.
Yes, they are exciting. They are exciting. Thank you so much. We're very grateful.
You're most welcome. Namaste.
Namaste.